Good morning. You're very welcome to the Alison Spittle Show with me, Alison Spittle. It might not be the morning to you, but it's the morning to me. I'm sitting beside my double glazed windows overlooking the busy road beside a construction site. Yay! So, this week's guest is Rady Pete. She's from the band Lancome. She was great crack. I had her on at the Vodafone Comedy Festival along with Tommy Tiernan. He'll be the next episode. Have a listen to it and sure, I'll chat to you after. I've got a load of live dates that I have to tell you about, so listen up for that. This is the Alison Spittle Show. How are you getting on?
I'm afraid of you, I won't lie. I'll admit it. I'm spooked.
It'll be grand, right? I'm going to tell myself it'll be grand. I'll do a quick story and then I'll bring on our first guest and it'll all be good. If will, Alison. Right. There's the mantra. Beautiful. Oh, I love you. You're chilled there and a very nice couple. I love this. You look like you should be on the front of like a 90s album, you know, like a 90s Britpop album called Future Love or something like that. It's beautiful. You could be on it too. I'm not pulling you out. You're modern. You're fine. You look like you should be in an IKEA magazine where you have a child, but you look too young to have that child at that age. I did an advert years ago, and there was this woman who was playing a woman. This woman was 22, and in the advert, she was supposed to have 5 children, and that's how fucked up adverts are. And I also pretend like to myself that I don't give a shit about adverts, but I found myself auditioning to play a hamster last week for €3,000. That is my price. And I didn't get it, so fuck them. I hate adverts. Has anyone? I'm gonna do this story about internet chat rooms. When you were young people, did you ever go into internet chat rooms? Give me a shout. Well, that's a very small minority of you. That might be not enough to do this actual story. One of my favourite things when I was a kid, like when I was about 11, was to pretend to be an adult and trick people into telling me sexually explicit things. And then I would tell them I'm 11 and and I would call them a paedophile, right? And I was convinced as a child, if you typed paedophile into the internet, it would alert the police. And they would find the IP address of the person it was said to. And like, I always imagined like some lad in the basement, like, you know, with the LA cops just kicking in his door going, paedophile. But I'd no concept of justice at that time. One of my other favorite things to do was, there used to be vampire chat rooms where you'd role play as a vampire. And it would often be called like the Gothic Tavern. And when people go into these chat rooms, it's not like ASL, which was the normal thing, and then DTF. It would be, we were so quick. The vampire chat rooms would be a very long introduction where you would say, Red Governess has just walked into the tavern. She takes a sip from her cup. She looks around and she's ready for a fight. And then like people pretend to fight each other. But I would pretend to be a clown car on fire. Like that would be my job, and then I would just start typing out dad, please help, the embers, they're burning, and that would be my way of role playing. And it's very hard to role play with a clown car on fire as a vampire. There's no room for that in that universe. Do you know what I mean? It's just fucked up. Has anyone played The Sims? This is like just telling you very much about my sad, sad existence as a teenager. Like the way I would get revenge on people is I would play The Sims but make up their life on The Sims. The Sims, for anyone who doesn't know, it's basically like a PC game that was very popular in the early 2000s. And the whole concept of the game is you're supposed to build a house, get a job, and build a family. And that's how you won. But what I would do is I would make my enemies up, and I'd make their lives exactly the same as their actual real lives. So I'd build a house in within the budget. And the only difference is... I wouldn't piss around and go Rosebud or whatever it was. But what I would do is I would give him the cheapest furniture option there was possible in the game. And then I would be laughing at the screen going, you fucker. You know, a two-seater love couch for a family of seven is very impractical. And I would give him like pink flamingos for beds, and they'd be very tired. The only luxury they could get was a large swimming pool. And what I would do is I had one lad, right? And I really played with him. What I would do is I would put his family in the swimming pool and let them swim, but not let him swim. He'd have to watch. And then I would take away the ladder. Now, you know, if you've played The Sims, it takes about 20 minutes in real life for a family of six to die of drowning in a swimming pool. But I wouldn't know, because I used to fast forward for that shite, because I'm not a psychopath. So good. That's cool. Hey, how are you getting on? There's no more seats. Are you warm? How are you feeling? You're a little bit warm. I'm very warm. I won't lie. The spotlight is harsh. I'm going to take off my jacket. I'm trying to become less of a shithead generally. Do you know, not that I'm giving out about myself, but I'm trying to have more confidence. Like before, I would like never take off my cardigan. Like if you put me on a desert island and gave me one thing to survive with, I would choose a bolero. Like that would be it. I'd be like, I'll die with dignity. But because I'm just so scared to show it off my arms, and it's so weird because it's not like a disgusting thing. It's just an arm, and you know, and the thing is, I was thinking about this, and generally, like, I would never take off my cardigan, even when riding. Like, that's the standard that I would do. And I was kind of, like, looking up porn for women in Ireland, right, just for research. And I realised that's not that many stuff in the market for women. And I thought of my own good porno film name for Irish women to watch, and that would be called Not Without My Cardigan, which would be, I would watch it. Anyway, well, we can bring on the first act, because I've been shiting on now a bit too long, and it's grand. Are we ready for our first guest? Ooh, she's from the band Lancome. I'm very, very excited about chatting to her. Will you please give it up for Miss Rady Pete, everybody? Fab.
Hello.
Hello, how are you getting on?
All right.
That's my first question.
Good.
Good, yeah, good, yeah. Getting in deep. So one of the most interesting things I find about you is your name, Rady Pete.
Why, it's so weird, yeah.
Well, I can't talk. My second name is basically a bodily fluid, so, you know, it is, so don't worry. What's your relationship like with turf, generally?
So far pretty good, yeah.
Yeah?
No problems with turf. Went on a tour of the bog when I was a child. And
what was that
no
like?
Problems. Pretty nice. There's a little train. You get like a train around the bog. I got a lot of slagging, obviously, because my surname's Pete on that particular tour, but yeah.
But you had a good time nonetheless.
I pushed on. Yeah, I remember it very fondly. Yeah,
good. Yeah. And the name calling.
Yeah, Oh well, I'm sure you've had with spittle. I've been slagged forever for my name. Radioactive Pete actually was my favourite. Radioactive Turf. Radioactive,
that's amazing.
Pete. Yeah.
Imagine the powers you could have if you ate that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Turf Girl.
Yeah.
Although that just sounds like turf, like the internet term now. Do you know?
I don't know that.
Trans exclusionary feminist.
Oh,
it?
Right, okay.
Isn't that
oh,
the same?
Well.
So
Turf Girl. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have the power of nuclear energy, but you'd have no time for trans people either.
Yeah.
Do you know? That would be your. Quite the combo of powers.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know? I had loads names. I had Skittles, Taste the Rainbow.
That's pretty nice.
That's
though.
Nice.
Yeah.
My least favourite was this one. Hey, Tull, come over here. And it would be like, oh, hello, friend. <You know? laughs> Oh, man. Did you have any other nicknames in school?
Rabies.
Rabies?
Yeah, that was actually from my sister, though, and she kept that going years longer than it should have.
Oh, no.
Cheers. Yeah. There was no really terrible ones, though. My most recent one is Pat Raddy, for some reason.
Pat Raddy?
Yeah, don't know.
And is it like a rapper name or something? Like
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
P. Diddy, but yeah. Pat Raddy.
Yeah.
I have a friend called Connor, and that's, I know, that's hilarious. what, this country? but he got a nickname off a friend's older brother, and he got called, and he was 5 at the time, he told me, and he got called Cornelius the Pedophile Genius, which...
Wow.
It still haunts him to this day. He's 28, I think, now.
Wow.
So, and there was no reasoning behind it. It's just the brother was a wordsmith and fought, yeah. You know? Oh, man. What else should I ask? Oh, yeah. What's your star sign?
Aquarius. I'm the last day of Aquarius, which is apparently special if you're the last day of something.
Why is that special?
Because, I don't know, you're on the cusp. There's some weird word for it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're very special.
Do you share a birthday with anyone special?
And
that doesn't mean, like, how do you share your birthdays? Is it with someone special? Is there a guy?
Yes. someone famous.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think so. Or no one. I remember looking it up and being like, nah, they're crap. Because my friend had the same birthday as Bob Marley and Axl Rose and stuff. And I was like, ah.
That is special.
Yeah. But I was disappointed with my results for that. But
you could be the best person on your day.
Yeah, I might have to claim that day.
Yeah, do.
Yeah.
Become famous enough then.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah.
We've got a plan. I share my birthday with Boy George.
Oh, that is good, yeah.
Steffi Graf.
Yeah.
I know.
See, quality.
And yeah. Donald Trump.
Oh.
I know. I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
I was like, you're fucking up my birthday. I mean, that's not the worst thing he's ever done, but... To me, I was just like, so you sing in a band.
I do, yeah.
You have like a special type of singing. Well, it's not special type. I don't know. It's not pop.
It's not pop. No,
it's not pop.
Yeah, it's like kind of traditional folk singing.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying like my way of singing is weird there for a second. I was like,
that was what I was saying, but I got
weird.
Out of it then. Yeah. I was like, oh, Jesus. What am I?
Sidetracked. Yeah.
I'm really shit at giving people compliments. I think I don't want people to think I fancy them, so then I'll just shove in a bad thing after. Go
just insult them. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Go,
but
fuck
I don't,
you.
I don't think you fancy me, so.
You're gorgeous. And yes, I saw this t-shirt the other day on the internet, and it was a gym t-shirt. It said it was like a gym shirt, and the writing on the front of it was, "Your pussy smells."
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. You can Google it. And I was considering buying it for my boyfriend so he could wear it to the gym. I mean, what's the worst slogan t-shirt you've ever seen in your life?
Worst slogan t-shirt? Jeez, I don't know. Nothing's coming to mind.
I saw two lads with Make America Great Again in Italy on their hats. And I was like, Santa, I didn't think it existed. You know, I was like on the telly. So I laughed, and then they got really angry. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. You have sincerely held beliefs.
Yeah, you're not doing it ironically. Like, you're doing it sincerely.
Well, they were old. I don't know. That's the problem when you're old. I wear religious iconography, ironically. But, I mean, how long is that going to last?
Yeah.
Until, especially the way I dress as well. They're like, she's just mentally ill. She's just very mentally ill. So where have you travelled with your band?
Up and down England too many times.
Have you ever been to a Wimpy?
A Wimpy?
It's a burger place. They do a burger with a pineapple on it. It's very good.
In England?
It was a big chain when I was a child, and now it's dying. It's like Little Chef.
I don't think they have them anymore. It's mostly Marks and Spencer's now.
Ah, that's a shame.
Costa Coffee, yeah.
Brexit, that is now. That's
yeah, I know, yeah.
What's the here's one. This is like my go-to one. What's the closest you've ever been to getting into a physical fight and why?
I have been in a physical fight.
Oh my gosh, how'd you get on?
I'm really proud of it because I won.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't think I'd be talking about this in public though.
Oh, we can cut it out, don't worry. We'll just beep it out.
I wonder, will the girl who I bet up when I was, you know, 13 see it or something or hear it and be like, you're the girl from the dart station. She started on me though.
It was fairness. At the dart station?
Yeah, because I was waiting under a shelter and they were going past on the dart on the opposite side and they started like, you know, slagging me off for my hair or something and I gave them the finger so that five of them got off the dart, came around and I was like, ah, fuck.
How dare you defend your hair?
Yeah. I think it was in pigtails and they were like, oh, Pippi Longstocking or something. And I was like mortally offended. So I gave him the finger. Also, I was a teenager and I was kind of, you know, starting to be a teenager who gives people the finger and says, fuck you. And
that's
you
know. Your right.
And I thought it was, you know, I thought I was being great or whatever. And then five of them got off the dirt. But then, then I won because she did hair pulling and I did more like headlocks and punches in the head kind of stuff.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That is the biggest bit of advice. I bet up a lad.
Did you? Did you? And you won as well. Ah, great.
I did win. He used to annoy me the whole time on the estate, right? And one day he was sitting down and he said my mother uses toilet duck in her hair. And I just kicked him in the face. I just full on like nice. Kicked yeah. him and then like gouged his eyes, but someone pulled me off him. But he never gave me any jip again.
Yeah.
Like that's how I dealt with stuff. We also used to have firework fights, quite violent childhood I had. Wow. Yeah, it was good crack though. We used to like, because there was a war happening at the time in Iraq, and we used to just pretend it was that and just like.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know which side I was on. Like, yeah. we'd a lot of weapons though, so probably the bad side. Yeah. Have you ever bought illegal fireworks at Halloween, or legal ones?
No, okay. I don't think I've ever bought any.
Have you ever? No. I wonder, have you ever bought anything that's a bit, and I'm not talking about drugs now, but like anything that's a bit like, I don't know if this is legal or not, or I don't know why I'm trying to get you to incriminate yourself.
Like you've already this got me to talk about beating someone up. Like I'm not talking about like buying stuff you shouldn't be buying now.
Oh yeah, I said not drugs.
Yeah, but now I'm like, it's like a big light, like not drugs, not drugs. I'm just thinking drugs.
It's like you've been framed of meeting drunk dealers at festivals where they're like, I've had it down my balls, is that okay? And you're like, ah, go on. I'm so sorry, because we met up earlier and I was like reassuring you it's going to be grand. And now I'm asking you really incriminating questions.
Yeah, you're like, tell me the worst thing you ever did.
I know, that's your personal stuff. Yeah. I hate that to use it for like a fucking profit. They don't need to know, it's none of your business. Yeah. No, I won't ask you that. Have you ever given anyone else a nickname and then regretted it? Thank you.
Have I ever regretted it? No, I've given people nicknames, but I've never really felt bad about it because I had so many. Because they were grand. Like, it was like, you know, like my sister's called Sive, so her nickname was Cyberspace.
That's nice. It's
which
like
is
Power
nice.
Rangers.
Yeah, I wasn't particularly, I don't think I ever gave anyone a mean nickname. Because I knew they could slag me back, like probably tenfold, because of my weird name.
Yeah, so. But you're dead to that now. You know what I mean? Like you've been hurt before. Now it's like nothing can hurt me now. I'll give you the worst nicknames. What were underage discos like for you? Did you have a good time?
Did I have a good time? No, not so much. No, because I had really short hair when I was a teenager.
Class.
So people were like very confused about whether I was male or female, or gay or straight or anything. So I didn't get much of the whole "will you meet my friend" thing at all.
I just got fat when I was a teenager. I had that too. It's a good protection, I tell you.
Yeah.
Stops pricks going near you. Do you know? Like a lot of my friends have kids now, and I'm like, I'm glad I was fat as a teenager. Could move to Dublin. So did you go to like gigs when you were a young lassie or?
I did, yeah. My first gig was, I think, Smashing Pumpkins.
That's very good. My first gig was Darius.
Oh.
From Pop Idol. That's very good. Did you ever go to any shit gigs that you're embarrassed about?
Yeah. They're not coming to mind now, though.
Panic at the Disco?
Oh, I went to... I've been to see the Counting Crows.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What was that like? That must have been a sea of mediocrity.
I remember enjoying it.
Did you?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But, yeah.
Good for you.
I wouldn't tell anyone about it now, except I just have.
Oh, my God. I knew some... Oh, that's actually a very sad story. I was going to have a bit of crack because the music... It's a very... I won't tell you, but... oh, no. No, there's no way I can even put it to you. No, it's basically someone tried to hurt themselves. So it's not that funny. But they were listening to Britney Spears a lot at the time and we found them in time, so it's all right. That's basically the story. You can gather from that what you want. I'm very sorry. I shouldn't. I'm sorry, Rady.
Okay.
I'm glad you've come to do this, though. I'm glad.
Thanks.
So your band went through a name change. You were Lancome now.
Yeah.
And now you're called... No, you're... And you were, and
we
now
are Lancome now. Yeah.
You're Lancome now and you were called Lynched.
Yeah, we were, yeah. There was two Lynches in the band, two brothers. So.
And how many others were in the band?
Sorry, there's still the same people in the band. That was confusing the way I said that. There's four of us.
Yeah.
Two of them are called Lynch and they're brothers. And me and another fella. And
did that make you feel pissed off now that there was... like Lynched as the name if there's two Lynched.
Yeah, well they started
not pissed off. I don't want to put words into your mouth and break you up now.
No, a lot of people just thought I was their sister anyway, so they assumed I was a Lynch as well. But yeah, it was because they started it way before me and the other fella were involved. Like they started like 13 years ago or whatever.
Yeah,
just in the like Dublin punk scene.
Dublin punk scene.
Yeah.
What's the Dublin punk scene like?
Grand, yeah, good.
what do you do like in the Dublin punk scene? Like, is there meetups or?
Yeah, go to gigs. Lots of people are vegan.
Vegan?
Yeah, loads of vegans. So there's lots of like nice vegan food and yeah, that's it. Loads of homebrew, good homebrew.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it is nice actually. Yeah.
And right. I'd never been in a club or do you know what I mean? Like a scene. Except the comedy scene and that's shite. Like,
is it?
Well, it's a little, do you know, like everyone's very different. I think comedians are a lot like taxi drivers. You don't have to have a mental illness to work there, but it helps. Do you know, like there's so many taxi drivers that remind me of comedians where they're just like anyway, fuck it. I got into fuck him. He doesn't even need my breath. So what would you consider your music to be now? Because I've read articles about you and they go like, oh, it's the punk of...
Yeah, that's bollocks.
I know, good.
It is bollocks. Yeah. They say that about us, I think, because of just more our appearance than our music. But if I had to describe it, I'd say it was kind of very droney, sort of traditional folk. We're mad into like kraut rock stuff. So that's kind of probably what we're trying to make traditional music sound more like kraut rock. It's basically what we're trying to do.
That is a fantastic thing to put on the front of a CD. Traditional music sounds like kraut rock.
Yeah.
That's what you've always wanted.
Yeah. Well, it's what I've always wanted. I don't know if anyone else has even thought about it, but yeah.
I hadn't until now, but that's cool. What about when you say traditional music, you sing traditional songs? Is there any like... I've always thought about what will be traditional in 100 years, like what people will sing at like kitchen tables when they're drunk and stuff. Because people still do sing traditional. Like my family, like we just, 20 of us in a room, get pissed and then we'll sing rebel songs. And my dad is English and he'll get uncomfortable. And that's like, you know. And but like, I'd love to hear like what people will sing about in like 200 years or 100 years because we had the 800 years of oppression and now will we sing about like ghost estates and stuff or the Olympics and
or just loads of songs about maybe Donald Trump or something giving out about him Because there's all great. There's loads of traditional songs, weirdly, about Napoleon Bonaparte. There's like no fucking way. Hundreds of them. Yeah, so I wonder, will Trump be the new Bonaparte?
So Bonaparte was the bad guy in the situation.
Yeah, but for some reason, a lot of the songs really like him. Like, they call him My Boney, actually. Boney, My Boney. Yeah, honestly, there's hundreds of songs. It's weird.
I've heard My Boney in a fair few new songs today. No. What did you say? My Boney Lies Over the Ocean.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I thought you said My Boner, and I was like...
Yeah.
Are you going to America soon with your band, or did you go? Or have you been to a Denny's? That's what I ask every time.
I went to America. I did a tour of 6 weeks where I lived in a van with 10 men and a chihuahua and a woman. And
that sounds like a late 80s film.
Yeah.
Know? 10 men and
it's
a chihuahua.
It's like a weird road trip film. Yeah.
Starring Tom Selleck.
Yeah. And I didn't go to Denny's, I'm sorry to say. I've been to Dairy Queen.
What's Dairy Queen like?
Grand. It's like, all right. It's basically like 99. Like, yeah. No, the 99. Punk scene's way better than Dairy Queen.
On a scale of Dublin punk scene to Dairy Queen, yeah. Where does it come in? And what did you see Ant and Mad in America?
Yeah, like everything's a bit mad in America, I think. Like, we went through Texas twice as well. It's a pretty strange place. And saw a hurricane. And also came in, saw a really strange town where I'm pretty convinced absolutely everybody in it was on crystal meth, which was really, I just couldn't figure out what was going on as well, because I just wasn't familiar with the buzz. I was like, everyone's here is mental. And then we got offered like a pipe, and we're like, oh, okay.
What situation were they offering you a pipe?
Because they wanted a CD, and they were like, I don't have any money. I make art. Will you swap me some? Can I swap you some of my art for a CD? I was like, yeah, grand. But it turned out his art was these little glass-blown pipes that turned into a ring. So when the cops came, you could turn it around like so it looked like a ring.
Oh, yeah, they'll never
know.
So
we're like, oh, thanks. Great.
The cops will never ask you to open your fist. Like,
yeah.
It's a foolproof plan. Yeah. Have you ever bartered anything?
I barter... Yeah, if people don't have like money for t-shirts or CDs or whatever, I'd be kind of pretty happy to barter stuff. Yeah, we get offered weed a lot in place of CDs or tapes or whatever. It seems to be very common.
And you refuse it.
You do refuse it. You do, of course. Yeah.
What's the shittiest thing you've ever been offered for barter?
Ooh, shittiest thing. Just like not enough money. Just people being like, I have 2 quid. Can I have that, please? And you're like, oh, no.
I had a lad offer me the shift yesterday for 2 tickets.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And
did you go for it?
Well, he didn't get his tickets.
Oh.
I got my shift. No. That's the way money goes, baby. Life's disappointing. Cool. You see, I just want to ask you obvious questions, so I'm trying to...
Ask me whatever you want.
Nah, fuck it. No. No, okay, I will. How am I getting on?
Very well. Yeah. I've never been asked any of these questions before.
Have
in
you
interview.
Not?
No, they don't tend to ask me, have I been in a fight?
I always get asked, like, what's it like being a female comedian?
Oh, yeah, I get that.
It must be hard. The general perception is that men are funnier than women. How do you react to that? Please, can you change their minds in this article? And I'm like, I don't know, I'm just going to go, I'm fucking sick of answering that because there's nothing I can answer about it. And it's like, it's not my job to make people feel better for having a bias. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't ask anyone else to go, people think you're inferior. Explain that.
Why you're not. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Help them out. Help them explain why you're inferior.
Yeah.
And make them feel better. Do you know? Like, so it's like, so, I'm so afraid of going into that weird territory where it's just like, what kind of song do you like? What's your favorite song? Who's your favorite artist? What's the last CD you bought? Do you know that type of thing? Yeah. I will not ask you that. Don't worry.
I don't have to answer those.
No.
Yes.
No, those were examples. That's why I'm asking you about your star sign and stuff. So did you go anywhere else on school tour?
On school tour, I weirdly went to Mosny, which is now a direct provision camp.
I never went to Mosny. That was my big regret.
Yeah. It was pretty nice, actually.
Yeah?
It was. Yeah, I thought it was great. I bought a pair of green Doc Martens there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my major memory of it.
Did a mushroom. I know someone got pissed off of refugees just because Mosny closed.
Ah.
And I was like, that's not their fault.
Yeah.
Like,
they
don't
want to be there. Yeah.
I don't think they demanded Mosny.
Yeah.
I'll come here, but only on the condition.
Only Mosny. Yeah.
I need a place with a mushroom pool or I can't live here. You know? So you're like, yeah. But Mosny was fun for you.
Yes.
Do you ever go to Clara Lara?
No, I don't even know what's in Clara Lara.
It's
like a swimming pool.
Man-made lakes. Oh. Was anyone ever at Clara Lara?
Oh, woo!
Man-made lakes and a slide at the side of a fountain, and it was closed in mysterious circumstances. It is. I don't know. Like, I googled it and it doesn't come on. No one will tell me. So, do you believe in any conspiracy theories? I do. It's
do
okay.
Partially, some of them, yeah. But I'm not
you're not going to tell you?
No. I definitely don't believe in chemtrails, though. I think there's, like, yeah.
I think a lot of... I won't say it either.
I'm just worried that, like, if I say any of them, like, people just think I'm mad. But you know that Alan Moore quote, anyway, that it's, like, conspiracy theorists are just comforting themselves because... the real truth is much more terrifying, that there's nobody in charge.
Jesus. That's
yeah, it is kind of terrifying, yeah. Isn't it? There you go.
Because I'm really afraid of dying and everything, you know. And like, I kind of believe, I don't believe in lizard people, but...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Is David Icke?
David Icke.
Yeah.
I mean, he seems a bit mad, but loads of people believe him. Like, it's...
Yeah.
He's like the second coming... He did think he was the second coming of Christ, didn't he?
Am I thinking of the same guy that used to be the... He used to be the MI5 agent, and then he went, like, rogue, and then he, came back and announced he was the Messiah.
I don't know.
A different guy, is it?
Who's
so
that?
Have two people done that?
Yeah, the other lad was a goalkeeper. And it's a different job.
Yeah, lizard people. Yeah.
Lizard people. Yeah. I don't know. There's something to it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Don't believe in the lizard people. But apparently he makes a very kind of eloquent argument up to the point that he starts talking about lizard people.
Yeah. It's like loving a man. Do you know, it's like, it's all good until they have a horrible secret and you're 6 months in and you love them. And you're just like, fuck it. Was a deal breaker to start, but now we're in it. It's grand. That's what they're probably like with David Icke. They're like, what's your favourite county in Ireland? Shape-wise.
Oh. Shape-wise? Jesus, I don't know. I'm going to have to say Dublin, though. I have to say Dublin.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Have you seen Tipperary? It looks like a little rabbit. And also, if you put Longford, Westmead and Offaly together... Offaly looks like a beard. Longford looks like a beret.
On the rabbit.
Well, Westmead is like the deformed face between, like, it's not quite holding the beret. It's kinda like if a cake had a beret and it, like, fell in. That would be Westmead. What's your least favourite county? And not about the shape. About the substance.
I'm going to offend people, but I've never liked Longford very much.
I hate Longford.
I thought you were going to say you're from Longford.
Yeah, I really
there.
Do.
I was like, oh, shit.
No, it's above me. Yeah. It's very near. And like, there's no bowling alley there.
Yeah.
That's number one. Yeah. There's, Westmead has a bowling alley. We have two swimming pools. What else do we have? The Ireland's largest folly, which was a folly is a fake wall. Well, it's a real wall, but it's built for no purpose other than to hide a thing you don't like the look of. And they were mad about it in the Victorian times. And this lad built a folly to black out a picture, the view of his brother's house, because it was bigger than his house.
Oh, wow. That's petty.
Isn't that petty? He could have spent it on making his house bigger.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Could you use the bricks?
Yeah. I've run out of time. Okay. I'd like to, first of all, apologise. Fuck it. But it was great chatting to you, Radio. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Lovely being here. Thanks for having me.
No bother. Cool. No bother. Cool. Give it up for Radio Pete, everybody. Ew. That's done. That's Radio there. Happy days. Right. We get into this chatting business about live stuff. So I have a tour coming up. I'm going to try and make this as audibly... not pleasing, but audibly interesting. I don't know. Maybe I'll sing it. Thursday, 2nd of November, Dolan's Limerick. Thursday, 9th of November, Moat Theatre, Nice. Saturday, 11th of November, Civic Theatre, Talla. Thursday, 30th of November, Mackin's Wexford. December, the 1st of December, Thursday. Yeah, fuck, I fucked it up there. Wait a Thursday, the 1st of December, Torrard in Moat, County Westmead. Different to Moat Theatre, that's in Nace. Saturday, 16th of December, Garage Theatre, Monaghan. All of those dates I'll be doing with Andrea Farrell, who won Stellar Comedian of the Year Award. So there we go. That's the information through song. I am also doing a double header with Garrod Farley as well in the Dreacht Theatre. I think that's how you pronounce it. Yeah, I'm going to do that. When am I going to do that? Why, it's the 23rd. The 23rd of November. So, that's the tour that I'm doing. That's my big news, I suppose. The show's called Warrior Princess. I'm also still doing The Fringe as well. So, if you're living in Dublin and you're not arsed travelling out there, why not come along to Dublin? I'm doing The Fringe. From the 11th until the 17th. The 11th I'm doing it at 8 o'clock. 12th I'm doing it at 8 o'clock. 13th I'm doing it at 8 o'clock. 14th I'm doing it at 8 o'clock. But it's very different on the 15th because I'm doing that at 9 o'clock. And the 16th at 9 o'clock as well. And then 4:30 on a Sunday on the 17th. So that's the stand-up comedy shows. If you want to come see the podcast live, come along on the 20th of August at the Keys Festival. I'd say around 8 o'clock we're gonna have a live version of the podcast. I'm booking guests for that. Also, the podcast festival. So if you haven't heard of the podcast festival, Headstuff are doing a super thing with Akon. I was going to say Akon. No, he's not doing anything with us at the moment. I'd love to get him on, actually. I should dream big. But, yeah, it's Akon. Akon, the company to do concerts. They're doing a festival. Now, there's going to be loads of really big podcasts at the festival, like Criminal. I think Criminal are doing it. Let's see. My dad wrote a porno. My dad wrote a porno,
And oh, S-Town. Yeah, there we go. S-Town. Oh, I was right. Criminal Airplane. The Memory Palace. Welcome to Night Vale. Scroobius Pip. Jarlett Regans. Irishman Abroad. And there's me. And I'm excited about that. It's going to be good fun. That's on the 27th of September. So, along with my show, there'll be Juvenalia, who is also on the Head Stuff Podcast Network. You should have a listen. They're fantastic. I really enjoy the concept of their show. I think that's all the information I can possibly give you. I hope you're still listening. I feel, do you know what? Hashtag Apricot Party. I was gonna tell you about my first shift, but my boyfriend's after walking in and now I've gone shy. So my boyfriend has informed me that you could cheat on the hashtag because it's the same hashtag every time. I just think he's jealous. He doesn't like me talking to you. So I'm gonna make up a new hashtag. Hashtag Apricot Party 2.0, and you spell out the 2 and the point and the O, O-H, okay? So it's hashtag Apricot Party 2.0, and that's how I'll know you're not lying. I'm sorry that our relationship has been marred by distrust. My eyes have been open. So I'm going to do the credits for the show. Happy birthday to William Conway, who does the art for my show. You can check out his stuff on Instagram. What is it called again? It's not called William Conway. It's Other Planes, but not like the aeroplanes. It is like the aeroplanes. I'm just bad at spelling. It is. Anyway, go look at his stuff on Instagram. I like it. Sarah Garvey, as always, my angel, Andrea Farrell, and thank you so, my angel too, yeah, sorry, I'm giving everyone comments, and No Monster Club, who do the theme tune, thank you very much, they're fantastic, they release a new song every month on their website, go look at it, thanks very much to Alan Bennett from Head Stuff, who helps out a lot too. And be sound and buy some of those tickets, because I realise I've got too many now, to be honest with you, to sell. So, you know, do me a solid. I'm going over to Edinburgh today, actually. So that's why I sound all groggy, because it's very early. It's not very early. It's before 9 a.m. though. It's early enough to get a McDonald's McMuffin. And the shows I recommend would be Sophie Hagen, Fern Brady, Connor O'Toole, Ruth O'Kelly Hunter, and then Hannah Gadsby, Matt Ewins I saw last year, and he's just fantastic. His show, I don't know this year if it's going to be as mad as last year's show, but it's very good. And I think that's all I'm going to recommend. I won't recommend too many because it won't mean anything, will it? But haven't I? Oh, no, I've said it now. I'll stick to it next year. Have a lovely day. Bye.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.